listening to Olake Radio.
Welcome to Olake Radio's College Football Weekly.
Every week, we highlight important games for the 2015 college football season.
Hello and welcome to Episode 8 of College Football Weekly. I'm your host, Brandon Fenzel, here with my co-host, Patrick Henry.
Hey, what's up, guys? We have a special show for you today, and Brandon, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so in this episode, it's going to be one of our longer episodes I think we can agree on, and it's going to be our bowl special. We are going to cover and predict every bowl from the Cure Bowl all the way to the national championship game. So let's get started right now.
All right, first bowl game, the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl between Elkhorn State and North Carolina A&T. Personally, Elkhorn State looked great against Grambling, put up 49 against them, and I have them winning against North Carolina A&T. How about you, Brandon?
And I will second that. I have Elkhorn State.
All right, Cure Bowl. San Jose State versus Georgia State. Georgia State, new to Division I, got bowl eligible this year, but I have San Jose State winning.
And I'm going to go with you again. I have San Jose State winning. I think their offenses will just be too much for the Georgia State defense.
Yep. Just fair warning, a lot of our picks may seem similar.
Probably in the beginning.
Yep. Gildan, New Mexico Bowl. Arizona versus New Mexico. And despite a rough season for Rich Rod, this is his fourth straight bowl appearance for him and the Wildcats.
Yeah, and I think Rich Rod has really put the Arizona program on the map, not as a perennial power, but as a just constantly making bowl games. And I have them winning this game versus New Mexico. How about you?
I also have him winning, and I think that he finally found his home in Arizona.
Yeah, the Pac-12 for sure.
The Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl. This is a battle of Utah. Two Utah teams going at it. BYU versus number 22 Utah.
Yeah, and I have number 22 Utah winning. I think Booker, the running back, is going to be X-factor in this game. I think he's going to run over the BYU defense. And I have Utah winning the battle of Utah. What about you?
Yep, I also agree to you. Although Utah maybe finished a little rough after that hot start they had in the beginning of the year, I think they'll come the full circle, and I think they'll handle BYU and win the game.
Okay, and And the next bowl game we have is the Raycom Media Camilla Bowl, and it's between Ohio and Appalachian State.
My God, I still hate hearing that Appalachian State name after they beat Michigan a few years ago, so I hope Ohio gets revenge for us and wins.
Go Bobcats.
And next, I have the R+L Carriers New Orleans Bowl between Louisiana Tech and Arkansas State, and I think that the home crowd of Louisiana Tech is going to come out, and I think Louisiana Tech is going to win the game.
I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I think the teams are evenly matched, but I think the home crowd is really going to get the better of Louisiana Tech.
Yep. Okay, the Miami Beach Bowl. Another home crowd here, South Florida versus Western Kentucky. And I think the strength of conference and the home crowd is going to help South Florida beat Western Kentucky.
I agree with you. I don't think the Hilltoppers are going to be able to get it done versus South Florida, and I have South Florida winning big.
One of the better mascot names here on college football. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Akron versus Utah State. Utah State only lost to Utah by 10. And Akron, they were just a average MAC team, won and lost versus a few teams. But I think that game against Utah really stuck out for me, so I'm picking Utah State to win.
I agree with you. I'm going to pick Utah State mainly because they hung with a very good Utah team that had a really hot start and only lost by 10. So I got Utah State.
All right. The Marmot Boca Raton Bowl. Excuse me if I pronounced that wrong. We two teams that, were up and down in the top 25 this year. Toledo versus Temple, and I think they both beat plenty of FBS top schools. Earlier in the year, Toledo traveled down to Arkansas and won.
Yeah.
Temple hung with Notre Dame, and they beat a few teams, made a splash. But I have Temple winning this game.
And I also have Temple win this game. I think it's going to be a really close game, closer than people think, because people forget about the Toledo-Arkansas game where Toledo went into Arkansas and beat them. But I think Temple's going to come up top just because of their quarterback play.
Yep. Let's move on to the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Long name. But Boise State versus Northern Illinois. Now, I think this is going to be a lot closer than what people think on paper. On paper, they're going to say, oh, Boise State's going to destroy this team. Well, I must remind you that Northern Illinois only lost to Ohio State by 7 points earlier in the year.
Yes, and I agree with you on the pick. I think we're both going with Boise State. But I disagree with you on the margin of the victory. I think Boise State's going to come out, and they're going to beat Northern Illinois by a lot. I'm talking about 28 or 35. Boise State always shows up in bowl season. Doesn't matter who they face.
Yep, I agree with you there, but I wouldn't underestimate Northern Illinois coming into the game.
All right.
The GoDaddy.com Bowl, one of the more famous bowl games. Georgia Southern versus Bowling Green. I think no doubt in my mind Bowling Green's going to win this game. Conference champion, I think they're going to come out, and I think they're going to steamroll Georgia Southern.
And there's nothing I can add to that. I mean, I have to agree, just conference champion. The MAC's not a terrible conference, and I think Bowling Green's going to roll.
All right, let's go to the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. Middle Tennessee versus Western Michigan. Now, note that Western Michigan is 0-6 in bowl games. Never won a bowl game in program history. And I think this is the year that they are going to win. Although Middle Tennessee stuck with Alabama a little bit, 37-10. They didn't get absolutely demolished and lost by 2 to Illinois. I think Western Michigan's still going to win the game.
I agree with you. I'm picking the Broncos to win this game. And they are 0-6, and that is history. But I have them beating Middle Tennessee State. And also, if any team loses here, it doesn't matter. Your consolation prize is you're in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So nicest that's a
bowl,
great.
Nicest bowl spot. Hey, let's go down to the Bahamas and play a football game.
Exactly. It's a great
bowl spot. Both teams,
bowl
I think, are going to enjoy it down there as well.
Yep.
Now let's go to the Hawaii Bowl. Another
good great spot
to be. Yeah. San Diego State versus Cincinnati. And I think this is going to be a close game. San Diego State always shows up in bowl games.
Yep.
Last year, remember that great bowl game between them and Navy?
That was great.
That was a great bowl game. Came down to the wire. And I think, but strength of schedule, I think Cincinnati will edge out San Diego State.
I'm going to disagree with you on here. I know it's rare, guys, we're disagreeing, but I'm going to go with the Aztecs. I'm going to go with San Diego State, mainly because the last time I picked Cincinnati in a bowl game, they got trounced by Florida and Tim Tebow.
That is the last time
I picked Cincinnati in a bowl game, so I'm going with San Diego State just by that aspect.
Now, let's go on to the St. Petersburg Bowl. We got UConn versus Marshall. Now, UConn, they beat Houston, who's in a BCS bowl game this year. Or not BCS, New Year's Six bowl game, my correction. And Marshall, they beat Purdue and Kent State, so they're no cakewalk in a game. But I have UConn coming out and winning.
And I disagree with you again. I'm going to pick Marshall. I think their offense is too high-powered for UConn to handle. I know UConn handled Houston, but I just think Marshall's going to get it done in the end.
Yep. All right, let's move on to we got some plenty of more games here. Let's go to the Hyundai Sun Bowl. And I think this is a good matchup here with Miami, who got a new head coach this week, Mark Richt from Georgia. Both teams are 8-4, and they're facing Mike Leach in Washington State. Now, Washington State, although they are 8-4, they beat number 15 in the country, Oregon, and only lost to Stanford by 2. And that really sticks out to me, so I have Washington State winning this game.
I also have Washington State winning this game. I agree with you on the points of they beat Oregon, and they only lost by 2 to a Stanford team that's in the Rose Bowl. And Mike Leach is a very good coach. People forget that he was at Texas Tech, and he had them in prominence with Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree, and they were great. And that offense has really translated well into the Pac-12 and Washington State, so I have Washington State beating Miami.
All right, the Heart of Dallas Bowl. Southern Miss versus Washington. Now, Washington competed in the Pac-12. They won plenty of games, got barely beat a few times, but I think that they're way too much for Southern Miss, and I think Washington's going to come out and get a nice win.
I agree with you. I think this is be coaching this game. I think Peterson is a great coach. He succeeded at Boise State. Now he's bringing that Washington program back up to prominence in the Big 12. I think they're going to get a big win versus Southern Miss.
Now, this is going to be a shootout. New Era Penn State Bowl, Duke versus Indiana. Let's talk about a no-defense game in this all-scoring. Now, Indiana, although they barely got in a bowl game, very good offense, gave Michigan and Ohio State a scare. They both scared them, came down to the wire for both teams. What, double overtime for Michigan?
Yeah, for Michigan, yeah.
And Duke only lost to Northwestern by 9, so I think this is going to be a shootout, but I have the Hoosiers coming out winning.
And I agree with you. I also have the Hoosiers coming out. I think their running backs are going to stay hot through the bowl season, and they're going to they won't need all the passes. They'll just really run it down the throats of Duke, and I have Indiana winning.
Now, let's go to the Camping World Independence Bowl. We got Virginia Tech versus Tulsa. And once again, Virginia Tech, very good team. They were competing with Ohio State this year until their quarterback got hurt.
Yeah, and I'm for one, you don't agree with me here, but I agree that if their quarterback would have stayed healthy through that whole game, I think Virginia Tech beats them, but what if, right?
Yeah, and versus Tulsa. And I don't think Tulsa is really a match for Virginia Tech at all.
I don't think so either. I think Vatek's going to win big. I think Frank Beamer's going to go out on top, and he's going to win his last game.
All right. Foster Farms Bowl. Now, here's a 5-7 Nebraska team who squeaked in because there was no 6-6 teams left, so they called Power Conference 5-7 teams with the toughest scheduling and stuff into a bowl game. But Nebraska squares off against UCLA. Now, honestly, it depends what team shows up. The UCLA team that got smacked by 22 by USC, or the UCLA team that beat Utah. And also, Nebraska, the team who lost to the worst Big Ten team, Purdue, or the team that came out and beat Michigan State. It depends which team on each side shows up, but I think UCLA will show up and win.
And I agree with you. It matters about which team shows up, but also matters which quarterback shows up. Will it be John Rosen, the young quarterback for UCLA, or will it be the senior, Tommy Armstrong Jr. for Nebraska? I think whichever quarterback shows up will win the game, but I think that John Rosen will end up showing up, and he will bring the Bruins to victory versus Nebraska.
Now, Military Bowl, we have Pitt versus number 21, Navy. Now, we have Heisman candidate Keenan Reynolds, who's a top runner for Navy, great QB. But we also have to Pitt, former Michigan State defensive coordinator Pat Narduzzi has turned that program around. And notice that Pitt has an extra week of preparation because Navy has a game this week against Army.
Yeah.
So maybe that can help a little bit, watching the game, watching some film on them, rest up your legs and stuff like that. But I have Navy winning. A triple option's too much for Pitt.
And I agree with you in that sense that the triple option can be a lot. But I think Pat Narduzzi, with that great defense, is going to be able to prepare and use the extra week to prepare for the triple option. And I think Pitt's going to win this. I think Pat Narduzzi's Panthers are going to come out and they're just win big versus Navy. I think they're going to stop the triple option and stop Keenan Reynolds, and that's the key to beating Navy.
Now, let's move on to the Quick Lane Bowl. Brad and I are going to be at this game. It's in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, Ford Field.
And we have CMU versus another 5-7 Big Ten team, Minnesota, who squeaked in. They gave U of M a scare this year, too. Came out into a goal line stand by Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Minnesota's a great team. I mean, you see a lot of Big Ten teams making it as 5-7 just because the Big Ten was so good this year. And I agree that Minnesota and Indiana both should have made it in.
And part of that is our Big Ten's bowl performance last year.
Yeah.
At all the Big Ten, they all won their big games. They all won bowl games. And that just shows that these bowl games are more important than you believe, because that helps 5-7 teams in some cases get in because of the strength of schedule.
Yeah, and for this game, I have Minnesota beating CMU. I think Minnesota's offense is just too high powered for the shaky, at best, CMU defense, and I have Minnesota winning. What about
you?
No,
I have, let's not forget that beginning of the year, CMU almost beat Oklahoma State, who is a New Year's Six bowl team. They're in the New Year's Six, and I think CMU is going to come out, and I think they're going to win this game, going to upset Minnesota.
Overall, I think it's going to be a great game, though.
Yep. The Armed Forces Bowl. We got California versus Air Force. I have Cal.
There's not much to say about this bowl. I think Cal's going to steamroll.
All right. Now, here's our first appealing bowl game in the bowl season so far. We have the Russell Athletic Bowl, number 10, North Carolina, versus number 17, Baylor. Now, note that North Carolina hasn't not beat a AP or College Football Playoff top 25 team yet this year and hasn't played one until Clemson. But I have Baylor just because of their strength of playing teams, having that experience against better teams. I have Baylor coming out and winning.
And I have North Carolina winning this game because of the play of Marquise Williams. I think this North Carolina team is going to be a little dejected by not beating Clemson after it was a very close game. But I think they're going to rebound. I think Marquise Williams is going to light up this weak defense of Baylor. And for Baylor, it matters about which quarterback plays. I mean, they're on their fourth string quarterback, so which quarterback's going to play? Because they just got beat by Texas with their fourth-string quarterback. So maybe if the second-string comes back or the third-string comes back, they have a chance in this game. But if not, I see UNC rolling.
Now, I mean, about this game, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think defense is going to play. And that's, I mean, part of bowl season is that I like to see both types of games. Now, when we later get it later into the segment of some of the other games, I believe that it's going to be a lot of low-scoring, punching in the mouth, power football. But I like to see both in bowl season. I think this is going to be a shootout.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. It's definitely going to be one of the top bowl games to watch besides the New Year's Six.
Now, let's go on to the Nova Homes Loans Arizona Bowl. Now, here's a quick fun fact. Both of these teams are in the same conference playing against each other.
Yeah, that's kind of weird for a bowl
Nevada
game.
Nevada versus Colorado State. Kind of weird, but I have Nevada winning.
I also have the Pac winning. I have Nevada winning big over Colorado State in the Mountain West battle.
Let's move on to the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. Number 20, LSU versus Texas Tech. Texas Tech, they have that Big 12 defense. What defense? There isn't any.
Exactly.
And I have LSU coming out steamrolling. Les Miles is back for another year. That might be some motivation. They still have Leonard Fournette as their running back. People may have forgot about him, but he's still a top back. I have LSU.
And originally I had LSU too. But I think right now I'm going to change it on the fly. I'm going with Texas Tech just because I think the SEC schedule really ran down Leonard Fournette, and I don't think he's going to be that big of a factor in this game. I think Texas Tech's air raid offense is really going to hit the corners hard for LSU because we've seen they lost three straight games to two spread teams. So I think the spread of Texas Tech is really going to hit them hard. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think Texas Tech comes out with the victory.
That is a good fact and all, but I think LSU is going to have enough time to prepare for this game, maybe get healthy, rest up Leonard Fournette. I think it'll be a good game, though.
All agreed.
Now, let's go on to the Birmingham Bowl. We got Auburn versus Memphis. Memphis, good team. They beat Ole Miss, but this game is in Alabama, and I have Auburn coming out and winning.
I also have Auburn coming out and winning, but I think it's going to be a great game.
Yes.
Because it's, for the Memphis coach, of Fuente, it's his last game coaching Memphis, because supposedly he's going to Virginia Tech. He's taking it over for Frank Beamer at Virginia Tech, so this will be his last game coaching for Memphis. So maybe there's going to be an emotional factor there. I think it's going to be a great game, but I still have Auburn coming up top just because they have the better athletes.
Now, let's move on to the Belk Bowl. We got NC State versus Mississippi State. I honestly think Mississippi State's going to come out just because of their better strength of schedule compared to NC State. I think they're more experienced, got better recruits, got better players. I think this is going to be a lot bigger score than what people think it's going to be.
I think Dax Prescott is in his last game is going to blow up. I think he'll have – I could see him having – 4 passing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns. I can see him having the best game of his college career in his last game for the Bulldogs. And I have Mississippi State winning.
Now let's move on to the Music City Bowl, where Texas A&M squares off against Louisville. Now here come, I have a stat for you guys. Texas A&M lost by 16 to Auburn this year, while Louisville lost by 7 to Auburn and lost by 3 to Clemson. So if they would have won those games, it may have been a different season for Louisville, but I have them coming out and winning this game.
And I disagree with you on that fact. I have Texas A&M winning this game. The Aggies have played okay all season. They've had a couple rough games throughout the season, but I think we both remember the Alabama game where they gave Alabama
a late scare
and a true scare. And I think it's Alabama's biggest scare besides for the game they lost, of course, to Ole Miss. But I have Texas A&M going in this bowl game, and I have them winning just because of their high-powered offense.
All right. Now let's move on to the Holiday Bowl. Number 25, USC, faces Wisconsin. Now, a lot of people are going to pick USC to win this game because they're ranked and stuff. But Wisconsin has 3 losses this year, and all to top 15 teams. Alabama, Iowa, and Northwestern. So this Wisconsin team is very underrated, in my opinion, and I have them coming out and winning.
And I disagree with you there again. I have the Trojans coming in winning with their interim coach. They're going to have some emotion built up from losing that Stanford game. I think they're going to come out, going to have their best game of the season versus Wisconsin. And I can see them winning this game big versus Wisconsin. And I'm actually kind of shocked you're not picking USC.
Yeah.
USC is kind of like your second home, your second team.
I love USC, but if I was the bet money, I'd pick Wisconsin in this game. I don't think USC has really seen a power offense like that yet, and I think that I think the floodgates are going to open in the run game.
Okay, now for our next bowl, we have the Outback Bowl, which pins number 13 Northwestern up against number 23 Tennessee. And personally for me, I'm going to pick Northwestern to win. I think Northwestern is just more prepared for this game, than Tennessee. Tennessee did have a really close game with Oklahoma in the beginning of the season, but I think Northwestern's defense is going to be the real standout factor in this game.
Yes, I also agree. I think Northwestern's going to come out, and I think they're going to get a big win for the Big Ten. Now let's go to the Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl, where number 19 Florida squares a golf against our favorite team, number 14 Michigan. Now, you know, I don't think both these teams wanted to be here in the end, but I think that it's still progress for the University of Michigan program compared to the last few years. I think that we're moving in the forward direction under Jim Harbaugh.
I agree with you there. I think Michigan's come out of this game. They're going to be ready after they got their butts kicked by Ohio State. I think they're going to be ready for this
Harbaugh's
game.
Oh, you know that Harbaugh's been heated about that game. They're doing extra sprints. They're doing extra conditioning. And against a really tough Florida defense, expect this game to be low scoring because both defenses are going to do good, and Florida has a very shaky offense. So expect a really low scoring game here, but I have Michigan winning because that scare against FAU with Florida.
And the Vanderbilt scare.
Yeah, I think that Michigan's going to come out and win.
And I agree with you. I think Michigan's going to come out, and they're going to win this game. And honestly, if they win this game, as a Michigan fan, I consider it a successful season in Harbaugh's first year. What about you?
Yeah, I consider it a successful season compared to the last few years. I mean, it would have felt better to get, you know, a win against Ohio State or Michigan State. But it's just that they've been more dominant the last few years.
Yep.
And I think that next few years, if you're a Michigan fan, you should be pretty excited to see what it's going to turn out to be.
Yeah, and now we have the TaxSlayer.com Bowl, which is a really good game. It's Penn State versus Georgia, and it's going to be Mark Richt's last game as coach. And
I think Mark Richt was let go of, fired. He didn't leave.
I don't know. I think he's finishing the season. I think he's going to finish the season out with the Bulldogs.
Oh, we'll see then. I think that Georgia's going to come out. Penn State's been a little shaky with the run this year.
Yeah.
I think that the running backs against Penn State usually do well when you're facing Nick Chubb, who nonetheless had a good season, but he wasn't as good as what he was hyped up to be. I think he's going to come out, and I think he's going to run all over Penn State, and Georgia's going to get the win.
Well, I have Penn State winning this game. I know their defense has been a little shaky, but I think the reason why we didn't hear about Nick Chubb a lot is because he tore his ACL during the season. And he's been out the whole season. I think that's why we haven't heard of him.
Well,
so,
I think
that's the reason why we didn't hear about him, because he tore his ACL. But he'll be back next season. But I think they're going to get beat by Penn State, and I have Penn State big.
Yep, I think it's going to be a trenches battle. I think whichever running back is playing for Georgia, I honestly thought it was Nick Chubb, but I think that I think Georgia will still come out and win.
Yeah, because if Nick Chubb was playing, we'd probably see him in New York.
Yeah.
By what his potential was.
Yeah, I think that he'll have a great season next year, though.
For sure.
Now we got the AutoZone Liberty Bowl between Kansas State and Arkansas. Now I was looking at this, I was doing some research in this game. Kansas State, although they're 7-5, they've only lost by under, 5 points to each of the top Big 12 teams. And this is an Arkansas team that lost to Toledo. I think Kansas State's going to come in and make a statement game and win.
Kansas State has had a lot of good games this season, including they should have beat TCU. I mean, they were up by 30 in like the second half, and as a TCU fan, TCU is like my second team. I love TCU, and that was a scare. Kansas State was a scare, but I have Arkansas winning. As much as I hate to say it, because I really, really don't like Brett Bielema, I have Arkansas winning this game versus K-State.
Yep. Now, let's move on.
Speaking
now, I
of
think
TCU,
this is going to be a very good. If you like offense, watch this game. The Valero Animal Bowl between number 11 TCU and number 15 Oregon. Now, this is a tale of two different teams. A falling, struggling TCU team that's kind of fallen down.
Yep.
Lost some games down the stretch to a Duck squad who's been, ever since, you haven't heard of them lately, but last five games have this shot up and having a great season. And I think Oregon's going to, you know, continue that momentum, and I think they're going to come in and beat a weak TCU team with maybe an injured Trevon Boykin and a little bit of shaky injuries.
Yeah, Trevon Boykin won't be 100% in this game, but I still think he'll play considering it's his last college game for the Horned Frogs. I think it's going to be a battle of the QBs. I think that Vernon Adams, great QB, dual-threat quarterback, and Trevon Boykin, also a great QB and a dual-threat quarterback. I think it's going to be a great high-scoring game. Everyone should tune into this game. And I have my Horned Frogs beating Oregon. I think it's going to be one of the best bowl games out there.
56-49 or something like that.
It's going to be huge scoring for sure.
Now, let's round out our regular bowl games before we get into the New Year's Six games. And let's go to the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl, West Virginia versus Arizona State. And I have, this is going to be a shootout, two spread teams going at it. I have the Sun Devils of Arizona State winning, though.
And I disagree with you. I have the Mountaineers. I think the wide receiver play is going to be the big X factor in this game, and I think the Mountaineers should have the better of it.
All right, now let's move on to our New Year's Six bowl games. We got the Fiesta Bowl, number 8 Notre Dame versus number 7 Ohio State. Ohio State is a 59% favorite to win the game, and I think this is going to be a battle of the QB between Notre Dame's Kaiser and Ohio State's Barrett. And I think Ohio State has proved, like, hey, we are still one of the better teams in the country. Although we lost to MSU, they came out and they curb-stomped Michigan 42-13. That was a statement game, and I think they're going to carry that momentum and win this game. I think that Notre Dame is going to be unable to stop Ezekiel Elliott's run game. And now, look, I was looking at some averages here, and Ohio State only averages 14 points against them a game. Well, and 35 points on offense. Well, Notre Dame averages about 25 points and 34 points. So I think it's going to depend what team, which side of the ball shows up, but I think Ohio State's going to win this game 21-10.
And I agree with you on that front. I think Ohio State's going to win this game, but I think it's closer than people imagine. I think OSU is going to have a bit of a lackluster first half in this game because they're going to be disappointed. They're not in the playoff and not in the national championship game. And I think Notre Dame is going to come to play. I think they're going to come to play, and I think they're going to be winning the first half. But I think OSU is going to rebound, and I have Ohio State winning on the back of Ezekiel Elliott getting 30 carries this game. I have them winning 21-18.
All right. Now let's move on to the granddaddy of them all, they used to say, the Rose Bowl. Now where we have number 6 Stanford versus number 5 Iowa. Stanford is shockingly a 69% favorite to win this game. Both balanced power offenses, and on paper, Iowa has a great defense. And I think this really depends on what Stanford team shows up. The Stanford team that earlier in the year lost to Northwestern, who Iowa beat by 30, or the Stanford team, you know, that came out and beat Notre Dame. I think depends on which team shows up, but I have Iowa winning this game.
And Stanford's been one of those trending up teams, just as Oregon has been. And I have Stanford winning this game. I think Kevin Hogan's going to show why he's one of the best quarterbacks. And I think Christian McCaffrey, he got invited. The Heisman Finals just got announced a couple nights ago. And he got invited to New York along with Deshaun Watson and Derrick Henry. And I think he's going to prove why he should be in New York. I think they're going to have a huge game versus this tough Iowa defense. And I think Stanford's going to put up more points than you think. I can see him winning this game 28-7.
Really? Now, I see it different than that. I think both defenses are going to come out. This is going to be a two tight end, I'm going to run it down your throat type of game. I have Iowa 13-10. Now, let's move on to the Sugar Bowl. Now, this is going to be a shootout. I think this is going to be a battle of two different offenses. I had number 16 Oklahoma State versus number 12 Ole Miss. Now, Ole Miss is favored 65%, and it's going to be an offensive battle like I've mentioned, and I think that in the end, Oklahoma State hasn't really played a defense like Ole Miss, that SEC defense that is actually...
That's the only team to stop Alabama and beat them.
That is somewhat of an average defense, foreign to Oklahoma State, and I think that that's going to help, and I think Ole Miss is going to come out, win the game.
I think it's going to be a high-score game. I think Oklahoma State's quarterback is just going to outplay Ole Miss's quarterback. I think Rudolph will outplay Kelly, and I really believe that Oklahoma State's defense will show up this game after a lackluster performance versus Oklahoma.
Or all year.
all year in the Big 12. But I think Oklahoma State wins this game. I think the score is going to be 35-28 Oklahoma State, and they're going to rebound from that pathetic, embarrassing game versus Oklahoma.
All right, now let's move on to the Peach Bowl. Now, I think we both know who's going to win this game here. Number 9, Florida State versus number 18, Houston. Number 18, Houston, like I mentioned earlier, lost to UConn. Well, Florida State, they barely lost to Clemson. Little bit of upset against Georgia Tech on a blocked field goal, but they curb stomp Florida, and they are still one of the top teams. They are a seven. Florida State is a 73% favorite, and their defense hasn't. I don't think a defense like Houston has faced a back like Delvin Cook all year, and I think he's going to run all over them.
Exactly. Even the Heisman's came out, I was shocked that Delvin Cook was not invited to New York. I think he'll be playing with a chip on his shoulder. I think he'll just run down the throat of the Houston defense. I could see their quarterback having a big game. His name is blanky on me. He's from Notre Dame. Everett Goldson.
Yep.
Boom. That's his name. Everett Goldson's going to have a huge game. He's going to make some plays against this weak Houston defense. I can see FSU winning big. Like, I have him winning 35-0.
Yeah, I agree. I think 42-14 is pretty good, but I think this is going to be an intangible in the game, because usually when we see these games, usually it's the underdog like Houston who comes out, who wins. Remember Central Florida?
Yeah, versus Baylor.
Yep. Yep. Oklahoma 1 year.
Yeah.
Beating Alabama. And Houston averages 40 points per game, but they haven't faced a defense like Florida State averaging 15 points against. I think that's going to be a key to this game, whether the Houston offense starts clicking and playing on all cylinders or whether the Florida State defense just shuts them down.
I agree with you. And now we are going to move into the college football playoff, the last four teams standing. And, Pat, you pick the Orange Bowl, right?
All right. Yeah, let's go on to the Orange Bowl. Number one, Clemson versus number two, Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is a favorite in this game, 62% favorite, which is shocking. I thought a lot of people would be leaning towards Clemson. But this is going to be a big QB battle between Baker Mayfield, who has 3,500 yards and 35 TDs, and Deshaun Watson, who also has 3,500 yards and 30 TDs. And both offenses average over 40 points and under 20 points against. So it's going to be interesting if it's more of a defensive battle or an offensive battle. And I think Oklahoma has been red hot since that Texas loss this year. Just running through teams. And I think Clemson hasn't really played as tough of a schedule as Oklahoma has. Let's not forget Oklahoma played Tennessee earlier in the year, who's ranked. I think Clemson really hasn't played anyone besides Florida State, who they could have lost to, and I don't really, North Carolina, I guess, but they haven't really played a top 25 team besides Clemson. I have Oklahoma coming out and shocking Clemson and handing them their first loss.
And we're going to agree on this one. I got Baker Mayfield coming out and leading the Sooners to a victory over the number one seed Clemson. We saw this last year when the number one seed lost in the quarterfinals, and we're going to see it again. I think Oklahoma's just a more equipped team than Clemson.
Now,
I think.
Yeah, and Clemson is undefeated like Florida State last year, and we all thought, oh, Florida State's undefeated. They haven't lost a game since, I don't know, since when. And they came out and they got smacked by Oregon because Florida State didn't really play that tough schedule comparable to Oregon, who played Michigan State that year and all that. And I think this is the same thing as last year. I think Oklahoma's going to come out and they're going to win big.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Oklahoma's going to win big. I think Baker Mayfield is going to have a career game. He's going to show why he should have been in New York, as I've been saying this whole year, but he was not invited. He is not a finalist for the Heisman. But he's going to get the overall prize, and he's going to beat Deshaun Watson and the Tigers big.
Now let's move on to the Cotton Bowl, the other semifinal. Hometown, number three, Michigan State, squaring off against number two, Alabama. Alabama's a 68% favor. And this is going to be a power battle between the trenches, the front seven of Michigan State versus the offensive line and running back game of Derrick Henry in Alabama. Now, Derrick Henry has 2,000 rushing yards and 23 TDs this year, but Michigan State all year has stopped the running game. They held Ezekiel Elliott to a minimal of, what, 50 or 60 yards that game on a decent amount of carries. And now both defenses, although, average under 20 points a game. I think this is going to be a low-scoring match and a lot closer than what people think it's going to be. I have Michigan State coming out, and I have them winning this game. I have them upsetting Alabama, and they should be undefeated based on that controversial call against Nebraska, but I also think Alabama could be undefeated because they did not come out and play against Ole Miss that game.
And I just agree with you here. I think Alabama's going to go into this Cotton Bowl, and they're going to win, and they're going to win big versus Michigan State. I don't think Michigan State has seen a team like Alabama this whole year, and I don't think they've seen a running back like Derrick Henry. And I think, and like you said, Michigan State has stopped the run all year, and I agree with you. I think Derrick Henry won't be a huge factor, but he'll still get yards, and he'll still move the chains. But Lane Kiffin, as an offensive coordinator, is a genius. I think we both agree that Lane Kiffin as an offensive coordinator, a genius.
You don't
Lane
know
Kiffin
what he's
as
running.
A head.
50% running, 50% passing. Both, you don't know what he's going to do. You have to prepare for both sides of the ball. While on Michigan State, you kind of see more of a power running game to prepare for.
Yeah, but Lane Kiffin as an offensive coordinator, a genius. Lane Kiffin as a head coach, dummy. So I think you'll see a couple spread looks from Alabama. I think Coker, their quarterback, can really make some plays, unlike Alabama quarterbacks in the past. I think he can make plays, and they'll beat Michigan State. And I'm calling this one. I say Alabama wins big. I have them winning 28-14.
Now, I also see Alabama, they don't have the players they did last year.
Yeah.
Ohio State returned a lot of players, and Ohio State came out and handled Alabama. So I think in Michigan State, they beat that same Ohio State team this year. I think people are not going to recognize that, and I know that's a really dumb fact.
Yeah.
But I think MSU is going to surprise a lot of people. Now, in my national championship final, I have MSU versus Oklahoma, and I have Oklahoma beating MSU because it comes down to the hottest team, who's playing the best, and lately Oklahoma has been playing the best. How about you, Brandon?
And I agree with you on every aspect of that. My national championship is Alabama versus Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's going to come out guns ablaze, and they're the hottest team, and I have them winning the 2016 national championship. And I have Baker Mayfield winning the MVP of that game. I think he's got the best game of his life versus a tough Alabama defense. And I have Oklahoma Sooners being the national champs.
Yes, and I agree that Baker Mayfield is going to have a breakout game. And speaking of great matchups, Olake Radio will be covering what could be the greatest matchup of all time.
That's right, Pat. Check out our website, www.olsmradio.com, for a teaser of what will be released next year.
From all of us here on Olake Radio,
to all of you out there,
Merry Christmas!
And we will see you in 2016.